I think we got our money's worth here. But just in case your dollar and a half didn't go quite as far as you wanted, there's also refreshments. And I do want to make some introductions, but whenever we do finish, which will be just a moment or so from now, the seats down low will go out here, and the cheaper seats up high will go out that way. We'll have it made. Normally, at the end of a performance, there's just two or three introductions made, and I'd like to include, just take the prerogative to include just a few more, but the first one, in a sense the main one, is the conductor, Lyle Bardo. Program and also has the list of officers and members of the board, and you'll notice the treasurer has the same name. It's Lynn Bardo, and I'd not only like to invite, or rather introduce Lynn, but I believe one of her, either her son and daughter, or their son and daughter, and their grandchildren are there, so why don't we have them all stand up? Needless to say, they're proud of Grandpa. Bella Blue really stays in the background, and incident, I must be very careful that I do not introduce the choreographers, and I can't even say their name, because as soon as I say their name by magic, something else happens, so I'm going to have to keep them to the very end, as important as they are. But a man who stays way, way in the background, he has the title of Dean of Personnel, and every time I've watched the kids perform. Dean of Personnel apparently means running around doing everything that everybody else can do, including putting up stands and everything else, but it's a chap named Ray Barker, and I have no idea where you are, Ray, but if you're around, and the man who is listed as the business manager and sound engineer, and he too is somebody who he and the person whose name I can't mention right now and I were here from about 10:30 this morning till about 2:30 putting up the stand, so that's one of the other privileges you get for being a the business manager. And this is a man named Dick Johnson. Dick? Before I mention those last two names, the choreographers, I might say something that had a profound effect on me, and I just found it out several weeks ago, and that's that some of these men and some of these women have worked years and years and years with this group, and I just found out that none of them have ever taken one single penny. This is all a donated, dedicated effort on their part, and I think this is just great. What can you say to that? Whose name I can mention now are the choreographers, and interestingly enough, they have a dance studio, Mason Kahn Dance Studio, and they were the performers when the temple was opened, I don't know how many years ago, but they had the Mason Kahn Studios, and it's Pat Mason and Stan Kahn. Pat and Stan, where are you?